The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Twelve years ago, when I was reporting here and there about allegations that people were seeing tractor trailers, the trailer and the tractor trailer rig, packed full of guillotines. All right. Well, we saw how Chaz was changed to Chop, Chop Chop in Seattle, and apparently they're having trouble cleaning that cesspool out. Now we're seeing a lot of people wearing guillotines, well, printed on their t-shirts with varying expressions. They obviously want another French Revolution. This would be the communist Zionists' number one lust on the planet, to chop endless white heads off. I'm not exaggerating. That's what they want to do. Today they actually, and this is ironic in a way, because Jeff Bezos is a Zionist Jewish American citizen, richest man in the world, some say. They erected a guillotine in front of his house. So it's a class war. No anti-Semitism here. This is a class war. Typical historic Zionist Bolshevik communist Marxist socialist, progressive, class war. They, those on the bottom end of the stick, think that if you just took all the money away or killed off all the rich, everything would equalize and the world would be a wonderful place. They are dumber than dirt. Always have been, always will be. The problem is that they're deadly dumber than dirt. And given the chance, they would preside over the massacre of a million people. No problem. That's communism. Don't be afraid to use the word. They want you not to use the word. It is Zionist Bolshevik communism. And they are in the process now of trying to take over most of the developed world. This is not just an attempted coup here in the formerly United States. It is a worldwide attempted coup d'etat, coup de planet. And there are going to be more biological issues coming. I'll call them bioweapons just for the sake of brevity. More bioweapons being used on the masses around the world, maybe more pandemics. This flu season, I'm going to bet right now I'll forecast it. It's going to be a bad flu season. A lot of people will get both, and they'll be out of here. It's going to be a difficult time. There will be, of course, massive food shortages coming up around the world, and even here in the U.S. and Europe. In fact, here in the U.S., the food shortage chain has already been enacted. We've got broken links in that chain. We're going to have food shortages here. We're having already meat shortages. You understand that food in some cases has gone up 400% in the last year, four times what it was, and maybe more. And that's going to continue. This is what the controllers want. They want suffering. They want more antagonism. They want more hate, more hostility, more class, absolutely class warfare. And they want, underlying it all, racism. Oh, they love it. This is all being manipulated, and I hate to say it, but extremely well. They're not stupid. They've run these models through their supercomputers with AI for years, and they know exactly what's going to happen. Plus or minus just a couple percent at the most. And they can adjust midstream if they need to. This is not just going on here. Thank God, or whoever else you want to thank, that we have the Second Amendment here. Down in Australia, they took the guns away from the people, and the same thing happened. Crime skyrocketed. The criminals are howling with laughter. Why were the guns taken? Because of Zionist, Bolshevik, communists in the government. That's what happened, and the people permitted it to happen. I think they know they're not going to get the guns from Americans. They, instead, are hoping that there's going to be a civil war, and they are working toward that exact goal. On the line right now with us is our colleague and friend, my colleague and friend of 25 years now, I guess, at least, Dr. Joseph Chapelone, who is known for many things. Certainly, his magnificent essay written, I don't know, 20 years ago, Terminal Madness of the End Times. Terminal Madness of the End Times. And Joseph, I think we are getting near the end times. Pretty damn close now. How are you, and welcome back?
Hello, Jeff. How are you? I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm just
I agree with everything you've said.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. I do agree with everything you've said there. But that's a substrata, Jeff. A substrata of what's going on. And if I have your permission, I'll expand on that.
Go right ahead.
Of course, everyone that knows Agenda 21 and the Georgia Guidestones knows exactly that this was going to happen.
Right.
These are the Class 5 chronic entities that control the Earth. And basically, they want to get rid of 7 billion people, 7 billion of us, so that they can take over the planet. And the 500 million that are left will have their brains fried with 5G, and they'll be servile.
Yeah.
They'll be just robots serving the few that are left. Now, that is their agenda. But on top of that, there is a greater agenda, and I'll get back to it in a minute. This scare with coronavirus, of course, has been developing over 20, 30 years. And as a medical doctor, I've been following it with SARS and all the other HIV and all the other things, Ebola, that they've introduced. And what they've planned, of course, is a fatal vaccine. People are so frightened now, they'll jump at the chance to be vaccinated and therefore destroyed, because these vaccines that are coming out are going to be killers. And that's one of the Agenda 21 items.
Right. And good news. One good thing, Joseph, hold your thought. One good news item about that is that over 50% of Americans say they will not take that vaccine, and that's encouraging, at least for our side of the ocean here. This vaccine is going to be predicated on the same mechanisms, pieces of DNA, basically, I'm simplifying this, that the horrible, evil, satanic Gardasil vaccine used. The same protocols, okay? And you saw how many little children that killed. Go ahead, Joseph.
Correct, yes. And not only that, they had experimented with the flu vaccine, as you know. When I was practicing, I stopped vaccinating people with the flu vaccine because I couldn't believe how many of them were getting sick. And since I've retired, I've told all my friends and any that would listen, do not have the flu vaccine. And many of them didn't listen, and they ended up in hospital with quite severe infectious illnesses. So, but that is all a substrata of what's really happening, Jeff. It's almost time for me to hit the stage and conclude the saga on Earth, but not quite yet. If you recall, back in 1985, I wrote a book, and I also went public on television, saying that we're heading for termination of the planet and humanity, and it would be no later than 2035. Now, I remember a TV crew coming to see me after a public lecture I gave in Melbourne, Australia, and they laughed at the idea that I gave out and laughed at the idea that I believed in other levels and dimensions and aliens and so on. And they thought I was an idiot, and I thought they were idiots. And I said, what fools you are. Okay, I'll let you be, and time will prove me correct. Now, from that, in 1985, also in that book, which, by the way, Amazon has stolen, and it's sold for $1,600 Australian while they had copies.
They stole your book, and they were selling your book at $1,600 Oz. Wow.
That one hit $1,600 Oz, yeah. They stole all the books, and others have stolen. They're in the Netherlands, they're in California. I've traced the printer in Victoria that's doing it, and I've got lawyers on the way, but I don't know, we'll run out of time, I think. But anyway, in that book, in 1985, I mentioned something that I personally, as a human being, had never heard of, called dark matter. And I wrote that dark matter had destroyed 83% of this universe, and it's the only one it's going to destroy, by the way, and that it will eventually reach us and destroy all physicality. Now, well, I've jumped to dark matter straight away, so I might as well continue. This is a vapor that disintegrates physicality, the physical aspects that we are. And we have three phases of physicality. We have the human body, this meat bag that we all have to carry around, which dies after 68, 100 years and so on. Right. But inside it, there are two other vessels, envelopes. There's the etheric, which is the one that we see as ghosts. That can continue outside of the physical body, and people see them as ghosts. They interact with them. They can call them up to get advice and so on. And then there's what's called the astral body. Now, when I started off, I stopped medicine in the very early 80s and went and did a PhD in metaphysical science because I wanted to know a lot more about this. I wanted to know a lot more about reincarnation and so on. So I became an expert in that, in hypnotherapy and past life regressions. So I know it's true, and it also helped me with healing people that had problems that they brought in from other lives.
Right.
But the astral, we in the astral still live in an astral world, which is physical, but it vibrates at a slightly different frequency, so we can't see it or interact with it very much. However, all those three, the physical body, the etheric body, and the astral body, are physical components, and they will be destroyed, dissolved is the word, by this dark matter that has been invented by the light to eliminate this physical dimension, which is a cancer. It is a cancer on the face of creation. Now, this is the important part. 92% of people on the planet, let's talk about humans only for now, are artificial creations with these three functions, the physical, the etheric, and the astral, but they have no soul. Now, the soul is the thing that allows you to live in divine dimensions. Only 8% of humans have got that divine soul that were trapped here. The others are just bloody robots.
8%. 92% of the people on the planet are soulless. That's what you're suggesting.
Robot. Now, there is a catch, though. The demonic ones were now 50%, would you believe? And it's not hard to believe if you look around the world at what's happening. Are demonic entities. They have a programming within them that gives them no choice. And they are just bloody evil. All they can think of is doing harm to others because that's how they live. They extract the energy and that sustains them. Of the others that I've said now, which leaves us 42%, who are robots and they were created before the demons, approximately 50% have designated themselves to join the light. They could see that evil was no good for anybody, and they begged to be altered to survive, and they will be fitted out with souls. I've written all about this in years gone by. Other 21% are doomed like the demons. So now what's going to happen is when this dark matter comes, and I'll give you the exact date as I know it today. It might be a little bit earlier, it might be a little bit later. It'll be roughly in the last 3 months of 2022. It will be like a vapor that will come over the planet, and as it touches anything physical, it dissolves them and it turns into dust. Now, you remember in the Bible it says, dust thou art and to dust thou shalt return. That's exactly what that meant, and this is now going to occur.
Well, where is this, Joseph, excuse me, Joseph, where is this vapor going to come from? Is it something like a big blast of solar radiation or some kind of particles from space?
Yes, it's been traveling throughout the universe. It has destroyed over 99% of the universe, and we're in the last 1% of the universe to be destroyed. In 1985, I said that 83%. Over 80%, which and I calculated was 83%, had already been destroyed. In 2006,
when you say destroyed, are you talking about, Joseph, excuse me again, when you say destroyed, are you talking about matter ceasing to exist or being scrambled?
Correct.
Or is it a destruction of life forms?
Life forms, the matter life forms. The three I mentioned, the physical, etheric, and the astral, they do no longer exist. In fact, in the report in 2006 by astronomers, they were astounded because 96% of the universe has disappeared. Since then, they've covered that up because people got frightened. And now they're saying that dark matter is part of the energy of gravity and of this and of that and the other thing, which is all bulldust. Now, this will come as a vapor. We will see it as it encroaches this solar system. And when it touches the physical matter, it dissolves it and it falls. Whoever it is will fall. Our bodies will fall as dust does. The etheric body will fall as dust. The astral world and all the astral beings will fall as dust. What will be left is the divine creation within us. Of the 8% that have got it and the 21% that were promised, of the robots that were promised that they will continue. Now, some of us can see this already. Now, once that happens, we will then move directly into the divine dimensions and realms that have been prepared for us to continue. And this physical dimension, which has been a horrible, horrible error, a horrible mistake committed long time ago, 50 billion years ago, will be totally dissolved. It's gone completely the wrong way. If you can see, this is not normality. There's no such thing as normality in the world. It's a world of pain, suffering, and gross misery.
Oh, that's
and that
for sure.
Feeds these demons, Musty. Mm-hmm. So all they do is exploit the energy of the ones that have it. Now, I was told in 85 to go public and pronounce this message. And when I reincarnated on this time, I was not quite free. We had meetings with the others on the other level of exactly what was going to happen. Now, when my mother died, I asked her to sign documents to say that Ritchie was in those meetings. I was at Rutgale in Italy. The alien friends and so on came and discussed these things, and she was there present, and she was able to testify legally that they occurred. So it wasn't me saying, well, when I started university, I was 17 when I started pursuing medicine.
Joseph, hold on. I don't know what. Are you on a cellular phone? Your line is dropping volume and then picking it back up again. So if you're on a cell phone, turn in a different direction. Maybe that'll pick up the signal.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, thank
you. Oh, that's Australia all over, I'm afraid, Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you're much better now.
When I started first year medicine, I'll stay in this position. When I started first year medicine, one of the beings came to me, and I was so homesick when we met. I really wanted to go then and there. And they said, no, you can't come back. You've got work to do. I said, but we won't need you for 20 years. This won't start for 20 years. That was in 1962, 63. So by very early 1980s, I got the, very early 80s it was, I got the call to go and meet a person called Baba G in the Himalayas.
Yes.
Now, played an enormous role in this. He's been known as Lord Shiva in the Hindu tradition. And virtually what he said is, right, I'm finished here. It's your turn now. So I went back to Melbourne and finished off my medical practice.
So you went to meet Baba G. I knew somebody when I was in grad school. No, before that, who raved about Baba G. This is in Santa Barbara. I don't know that he met him. I think he might have. I think he was accessible, Baba G. Anyway, very interesting to hear you say that.
Yes. Yeah, and it was. And it's quite funny.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break, but hold on to that funny story. I want to hear this. A little bit about Baba G. That's an interesting name from a blast from the past. Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph Chapalone in just a couple of minutes on Monday night. Talking with Dr. Joseph Chapalone in Australia, former medical doctor. He has been on a quest for a long time to try to inform those who have ears to hear his particular message. And we have been listening to Joseph for a long time on this program. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, when we met, we had a discussion for a few days with Baba G, and then he said, well, my part of the work is over. I'll be leaving soon. It's your turn to take over. And I said, fine. And I would be told what to do in due course. That was in 1983, if I remember exactly, in October. Uh-huh. And by February, he died. And that's when I started my work. Now, he was... Apparently, there are quite a few stories about him. He's known as Shiva in Hindu texts, the creator and destroyer of worlds, which would seem appropriate. I don't want to give you the public correlation between me and him at the moment. It's just not time. But anyway, I started that work and he went away, died. And that's how we commenced. Now, I was having a lot of trouble. I was programmed by my medical training and my university training and so on, and I found it very difficult to assimilate all these things I was learning very quickly. So I was having fights with the visitors, alien visitors I was having. I said, I can't believe all of this. I can't believe it. And they said, well, would it help if you come to the craft and visit? And I said, would it ever? And that's when we made an arrangement. Now, what happened was spiritually I went there. I could see my body sleeping on the bed, but spiritually I went with another to the craft and then entered a hall of knowledge and so on. And then when I got back, I said, well, what do I do now? And I said, sit down and write. Little did I know that I was going to produce 50 books in a very short time. Now, some of that information is impossible to believe unless you have what's called the in and outs inside. And this brings me to a very important point. People now will react to my energy and words if they have that nous, that inner soul within them that tells them, once they bypass the programming, pollution, and indoctrination of the evil system, that right. This is correct and it is the final time and that we're going home. It's very easy for them to do this, and the ones with the light inside them, we can see straight away. They react straight away. The ones that are empty, we see also as robots. There's no one home. You look at their eyes and there's no one there. And, of course, the demons are horrible, smelly things. You can see in their eyes that evil. You can't mistake it. Now, I'm going to give a perfect example, and that's Trump. No one could miss that he's a demonic entity gone mad. And, of course, most of the presidents that the USA has had since 1776 have been evil, bar two. Abraham Lincoln, who was one of ours, and JFK, who was one of ours. And as you know, JFK tried to kick the Zionists out by getting them out of the financial situations there. And, of course, when they found out, they assassinated him. But anyway, that's...
And he also tried to force them to comply with inspections of their Dimona underground nuclear plant because he knew they were stealing uranium, plutonium, and trying to make bombs already back then. And he said, you're not going to have a bomb.
Oh,
and
yes,
Ben-Gurion said, oh, yes, we are. And that was it. That was another part of it.
And they blackmailed England to get the uranium, as you know. And they bribed all those people working on the docks and so on to get them to Israel. Oh, the story is immense. But anyway, that's another tale. The good thing about it is all those demonic beings are finished. They cannot go anywhere. They will be burnt to a crisp. And this I promise. Now, as it eventuated from 85 when I wrote this main book, they said to me, look, we're going to aim for 2035, the very latest, but it will be a lot earlier if we can help it. And you've got to be here, Joseph, for the last day. And I thought, I'd be 92 by 35. I said, I don't think I could make it to then with this body. And they said, well, we'll bring it forward. And, of course, now I've published... Well, let me go back a little bit. When my mother died, she said she promised she'd come back and tell me things, and so did her mother, her grandmother, who I've been in touch with, myself and various psychics, because I'm into that field now, being a doctor of metaphysical science. And 4 years ago, they told me that we had reduced it down to 2029. Later on, about a year later, they reduced it to 2025. Then my younger sister died of a stroke, and she came along, and this is very real. People should wake up, and they should know that they can connect with these other levels, the etheric and astral levels, with ones that do this work. And my sister said, now, we're down to 2024. And I was amazed. And a few months later, I got myself that it was down to 2023, and now finally we're down to where dark matter is going to hit us in the second half and probably the last quarter of 2022. So by then, we'll all be going home, the ones that are to continue. Now, it's very easy to see people who are to continue because this rings true to them. And there's an energy that I had liberated a while back called Excalibur. I wrote about it. I think it's on your site as well. That is the energy that King Arthur brought forward when he separated matter, the sword from the matter. And that was a symbolic way of saying that a liberating sword and energy was coming. And this, people can now feel it, and they know they're going home. And those that get the message can't wait. They're impatient for all this. They see this madness and they can't stand it. They can't believe it. And the thought of going home makes them happier and happier and happier. So that there's this dichotomy in society. Those who are happy are unhappy with what's happening because it's the end of this evil. And the other ones, the majority, who are terrified at what's happening because they know they're doomed. But they've been given millions and millions and millions of chances to change and turn to the light. But they've refused. And therefore, they will exist no more. There's no space for them anywhere. They can't be resuscitated or rehabilitated in any way. Now, this goes exactly with the past that, and the prophecies that have been given in the past and so on and so forth. We all know that it was going to be come sooner or later, but all the previous prophecies seem to have fallen aside. And that's one of the things I told my friends when they visited me. I said, but look, every man and his dog has prophesied the end of the world. And I said, it's a joke. And they said, well, look, sooner or later, one of you's got to be correct, and it might as well be you. So they made a joke of it too.
I got
it. But the way things are going, there can be no continuation. Now, there'll be wars. There'll be the civil war that I predicted. There's going to be a nuclear World War III, just like happened in Mars and in Vulcan. That's going to kill a lot of people, but they're dust. They're just animated dust, that's all. And then, of course, there's very shortly after that, there's going to be the dark matter. Now, there's no need for fear, because what it does is washes away the physical aspects that we are, and we're left with the beautiful, pristine, divine bodies. Now, I can't explain to people, unless you've seen a divine entity, and I have, you can't imagine how wonderful it is and what an energy it is. It's an all-absorbing, glorious, happy energy. And that's how we should really be in existence. We were trapped in these physical bodies. The matter is an artificial thing that was imposed on us in order to make us suffer and release the energy that we've got inside them that these bastards need. These all artificial robots and demons, I have absolutely no respect for them whatsoever. And I'm happy to destroy all of them. Oops, I made a little slip there. right, well, by now you should know that I am doing this work. And some of you have already guessed who I am. But I'm not going to say it just yet. Because the ones who have got the truth inside them know who I am, right? And and we'll go from there. Sooner or later. We haven't got much further to go, 2.5 years. But it'll become clearer and clearer to the ones with the inner soul of what is happening to the earth. Now, it also goes for the animals. Thank God, more animals have got divine nature than humans, would you believe?
And I wouldn't be surprised. That's very interesting to hear, Joseph, and I wouldn't be surprised. Animals have a grace and a dignity and a decency that most humankind no longer has. That's true. We've really blown it. We should have been what our animal friends are showing us, but we're not. We've lost it. It's been taken away from us. And it's all the above.
That's right. And if you want to know what you are and who you are, just approach your dog or cat. They will tell you. They can't stand evil people, but they love divine people. And they will instantly tell you if a visitor is good or bad and so on. You just have to observe them. Of course, there's demonic entities in that physical world as well, in that animal world, just there as there are in the vegetable world and so on. But generally speaking, there's more of them. And a lot of them are also humans who can't reincarnate into human form, because they've lost too much energy. So many of the domesticated animals are humans. Some of them are our relatives. And this is why it's very important not to kill them, to eat them. See, that was brought in by the demon, the demonic demon that Jehovah controlled. And that's a horrible, horrible thing. All those sacrifices of people and animals, that's murder. In my sight, that's murder. And that should never have happened. Never have happened.
Right. So that's
another point. But it's too late. Most people have been so indoctrinated by the evil. Now, there's another thing that we humans have that's a filtering mechanism that blocks us from knowing who we are in spiritual terms. But we can bypass it. The more you read and understand these things and the more you accept this energy that now we've liberated, the more you'll be able to bypass that filtering mechanism and see the truth. Now, what happens is, and I've had many, many people write to me saying, look, I've awoken, and now I can tell the people, even in my own family, of who are of light and who are of darkness. And I said, that's right. That's exactly what's going to happen, and that was promised for the end time, that we would get the inner vision of seeing who is who. And they can't hide, Jeff. They can't hide at all. Look at these people that are causing all these problems in all the cities around the world, and particularly the United States. They're mad. They've gone insane. That they have no righteousness within them.
Well, that's,
they have no
love.
That
assumes, Joseph, that assumes they were sane to begin with, and I have my doubts. A lot of these agitators and rioters and communists in waiting and already committed young communists, they're like the young pioneers of the Soviet Union. They are under 25. That means they're Generation Z. We call them Zoomers sometimes. They don't have a clue. They have no wisdom. They have really no intellect. They've got recorded messages that they're taught and they're picking up and they're regurgitating. They've got lots of hate. Oh, they're just loaded with hate. So look, these people, the term useless eaters, a lot of people say it really applies, and I'm not going to argue it.
That's right. That's right. They're programmed by the system. You know, the Earth is covered by a cloud of radiation that programs people all the time, all the time. You know the joke about wearing tin hats to stop that? Well, that's very true.
It's true.
People are programmed by this negative energy that's all over the place. And that's what you do when you meditate and cover yourself with a shield so that you don't get that. Yeah, they're programmed to be the idiots they are, and murderers and thieves and liars and destructive creatures that they are. They don't care. They'll end up murdering. They'll end up eating babies. They'll end up, well, they're doing that now. Parts have been found in McDonald's hamburgers, as you know. They'll do all these sorts of horrible, horrible things. And, of course, once the nuclear war comes and there's absolutely no food to go around, as you've mentioned previously, they're not going to starve. They're going to kill their neighbor and their neighbor's kids to eat. They'll be worse than animals, far worse than animals. And a righteous person would never think of that, would never think of that.
Joseph, you are correct.
It horrifies me even when...
You are sadly correct, 100% correct. A lot of people will do just that. They'll revert to the Stone Age overnight.
Yeah, thanks for agreeing. You're seeing the light too. Yeah, and this will happen, but we have to turn a blind eye to all that and realize that they're just demonic entities that will never exist again, never. We've been promised by the highest echelons that this era will never be repeated. They've set in mechanisms that even if the negative energy moves just a slight bit towards evil, it will be stomped completely. It can't happen again. It was just a horrible, horrible era that occurred and it got out of control. The thing is the negativity, the evil energy, sucks out the energy of being to go near it, and they're paralyzed. That's why they couldn't stop it quickly enough. They had to create something like dark matter to dissolve the negative evil beings, the negative energy. Now, I want to mention something about time, because this doesn't make a lot of sense unless you realize that time is a variable. We've existed 50 billion years, not like the scientists say 13 to 15 million years. We've existed 50 billion years because some of the stars are 50 billion years away. How could they be that far away, traveling at the speed of light, in only 13 million years? That doesn't make sense. But the time here is one thing, is one quantity. Outside of time, It's a totally different thing. When I went to the spacecraft, it was explained to me that there the time is totally different, and that approximately 2 million years, days pass for 1 day in the craft. That's the ratio of the time. So in effect, with although we've existed 50 billion years in this physical thing, it's only a short time outside of the system. And then the higher you go in the realms that vibrate faster and faster, there is no time. You can be in multiple places at once. And this is how we're going to communicate when we're in the divine realms. And we'll be with all our relatives, all our friends, all our pets at once. You think of someone and instantly you're together. I've communicated, I know this is going to sound silly to some of your listeners, I've communicated with some of my pets who I know were humans that came down and angels to do certain work and then left because the body got old and they died. And I've communicated with them and they're waiting for us all. And it's amazing how it works. We could be together with someone that we haven't seen for 5 million years. And it's an instantaneous, miraculous thing. And, of course, there are gradations to these worlds. And as we progress, because humans are only class 4, there are up to 13 classes, 8 above us. As we progress, we become higher and higher, and the bliss gets more and more powerful and satisfying. So there's a lot to look forward to. But my role now, apart from bringing this energy in and destroying these evil ones, yes, that is my role, is to help the ones that are to move on and go into our celestial realms. Eventually, most of us are going to be picked up by crafts. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing I want to mention is that the aliens around the solar system are panicking. So many have fallen and brought their crafts into the Earth. And if you look at YouTube, there are many, many photos of them going into oceans, into deserts, into places. And I've got a meeting tomorrow with some of them. And they're frightened, too, of what's going to happen to them. And I'll be telling them something of what I've told you today, that the ones that have gone to the light will continue. We will give them spiritual souls. And the ones that have refused the light and have been nasty little bastards are going to be destroyed. There's no two ways of putting it.
Well, and the universe won't miss them, Joseph. Good riddance. I'm really,
no,
I think a lot
gone.
Of people out there listening are also real tired of evil and cruelty. We had an opportunity in the 1950s to take a direction. We didn't really have a choice. I should rephrase that. We were forced into these changes by the most insidious mind control technology you could imagine. But we, in the 50s and the early 60s, by our own instincts and devices, were headed in the right direction. We knew where higher consciousness and enlightenment were, and we were going in that direction. Then it was all taken away from us. Go ahead, please.
That's exactly right, yes. And until we get rid of these physical things, we can't get out. We can't be rescued. But we will be now rescued with these changes that I've described. Now, most people are going to have trouble understanding what I'm saying. But the ones with the true inner nous, with the divine soul, with the light within them, will know exactly, as they hear my words and read my words, will know exactly what I mean. And it's the time that we've been promised that eventually we will be extricated out of this hell and put back in our right positions in the world. I can't make it more forceful than that at the moment, but people will have to make their own realizations. It doesn't matter what I say. The bell has got to ring inside them. All I can do is give them the opportunity and energy to grab it and take control of it. So they're not to worry. The misery is going to come. The horrible injustice is going to happen. The world, the wars are going to happen. All these hell, but they've got to see that this is an illusion. It'll be over very, very shortly, in a flash, in fact, and we'll all be gone and we'll be home. There's no better way of putting it, because the ones that are going home deserve to go home. The ones that are going to be destroyed deserve to be destroyed. There's no other way of putting it. And that's why a lot of people hate what I say, because they can't stand the thought that they've been judged and found wanting. And they have. I told you previously we judged everything, every living particle in 1999, and we knew exactly who was what and where they're going and so on. And we even made preparations for the little robots that have dedicated themselves to the light and rejected evil, which is a wonderful thing that happened, you know. But the demons had no chance. They never had free will, and they never had the programming to be able to free themselves from the evilness that's engulfed them. And they're easy to spot, you know. They do the most evil things imaginable. Well, I can give you the example again, but you know who I mean. And that's unfortunately where they are. They're nowhere. They're finished. And the good thing is, if you look into history, we've been told all these things all along, even though that the prophetic writings have been distorted so much, the meaning is still there. Like, woe to those who are at ease in Zion. That means those who are at ease with evil. They've got a lot to worry about. That's one saying. And the other one, of course, is that that we, with the light, have got the kingdom of heaven within us. So we've got to find it, and off we go. And whereas the other ones are dust, then they'll go back to dust. They're finished.
But very interesting, always, when Joseph joins us, because he has been saying exactly what he's saying now for ever since I've known him, which is 25 years. And it's all coming to pass. It's all coming to pass. Joseph, continue doing your work. Anything you want to make a final sentence or two, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity you've given me over the years. We should thank Joyce Murphy, of course, that she brought us together.
Yeah.
And this resonated with her straight away when she heard me. And it was amazing, you know, it was amazing. Nothing is by accident in this work. We meet each other to do the work because we are part of the plan of rescue. Do you know what I mean?
So, I do.
So this work I do with you and has reached so many people, and many, many of them are so appreciative. They've written to me saying how wonderful it is that you've been able to put my essays out and done the shows and so on. I can't thank you enough, because you've given that opportunity for them to hear the truth of what's going on. And they only resonate if they have the light within them. The other ones think that this is all rubbish. Well, let them be. They're ghosts that have gone forevermore. Right. And I thank you, too, for the opportunity. I've had to be patient. It's been 35 years now since I've gone public. This is the 36th year. But there's only now 2.5 years left. I'll gather you, all of you, before, and we'll all leave at once together. If you can read that poem I said, Home to Take Thee, that I think you've got on your side too, you'll understand why I'm here for the last day. I'll pick up every soul that's faded and take them home.
Very good. Well, we'd like that. Joseph, thank you. I'll talk to you soon. You keep at it.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and stay well.
All righty, I will. Okay. Dr. Joseph Chapelon, look under his name and you'll see the Karmic Debt article is there. He's got a poem in there he was just alluding to. That's where you can find it. I'll put it up in headlines as well. So another very interesting program with that very unusual man. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two and Donald Jeffries coming up next.